John chapter 1, verse 1. The Bible says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him." And now listen to this. "And without Him was not anything made that was made." Amen. I want to preach a little while tonight. It's got to be my help. And from the beginning, who Jesus is. Amen. From the beginning, who Jesus is. Amen. I thank God that we don't have to worry about where He come from. And I'm glad we don't have to worry about where He'll be at the end. Amen. Because Jesus Christ is the Lord, amen? He's our God, He's our Savior, He is the Creator and Sustainer of this universe, amen? As we look at the Word of God, we see Christ in the very beginning. And I told you in my Bible, I've marked it, the Bible says in Genesis 1:1, "In the beginning God created the heaven and the earth." And I marked my Bible, I believe that, and amen? And I marked it in Revelation chapter 22 at the last verse. I believe it all the way to the end of the way, man. And I believe that the Lord Jesus Christ has always been, and He always will be. The Bible says here, and we can tie it together and know that Christ is God. He is Creator and Sustainer of the universe. He was there in the beginning, amen, to help and to take part in all that that was accomplished even from the beginning. Jesus Christ always has been. A lot of people say, well, you know, some people say that Jesus was the first created being. The Bible does not call Him a created being. Amen. He calls Him the only begotten Son of God. Amen. That's who Jesus is tonight, even from the beginning. We can see this tonight in the Genesis account. It says, "In the beginning, God." Now that word God is Elohim. Elohim is always plural. Amen. It always speaks of more than one. You say, well, is there more than one God? No, there's one God tonight. Amen. There is one God. And there's three parts to that God. It's God the Father, and God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. Amen. Three parts. Three essences of a great and a mighty God. And we can see from the very beginning that it's always been all three. Amen. They've never been isolated from one another. They've always been corporate in what they do. They've always been together. They've always been in unity. They've always been those three parts that's speaking to the hearts of men to give us that help that we need. We can see it all the way to the beginning. Amen. When they begin to create from the very first part, God said in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 26, and God said, "Let us make man in our image." Amen. He said, did you notice that? He said, let us. Who was He talking to? He was talking to the Son and the Holy Spirit. He said, let us create these men in the likeness, in the image of the Holy God. Amen. That's how we're created today, man. You say, well, preacher, how are we created like that? Because we're three parts. Body, soul, and spirit. Amen? That's who we are. And that's what we're three parts, just like our Godhead is three parts. But He didn't stop there in Genesis chapter 3 in verse 22. Look what He said. And the Lord said, behold, man has become as one of us to know good and evil. And now lest he put forth His hand and take also of the tree of life and eat of the tree of life. Amen. He said, here He become one like us. He's become to where He can know good and evil. He's become to know, amen, that we are God. And He said He wants to be like us. I tell you what, I'd like to be like God tonight, amen, in all of His essence. I don't want to be separate from Him. I want to be just like Him, praise the Lord. I want to know that He's my God, and He's the one that's there for me. He's the one that's there to help me. Amen. He's the one that created and sustained and praise the Lord, keeping this little old boy. Amen. There's nobody else that can do for me what God can do for me. Amen. Amen. But He was there in every part, every essence. He was God. If you go over to Genesis chapter 11, and verse 7, He talks about that. He said, let us go down. Now He's talking about Babel. You remember when the people got together and they was going to build up a tower and they was going to raise it up? See, that's what happened when we get together and we think that we're good as God. Amen. But I want to say there's only one God and one mediator between man and God, and that's Christ Jesus. Amen. But they seen this terrible that they was building, trying to work their way to heaven, trying to build a way to get to heaven, bypassing the way God has provided. And the Lord said, go to, let us go down. Who is He talking to? God the Son and God the Holy Spirit. Amen. He said, let us go down and confound the language, and there confound their language that they may not understand one another's speech. So we see this essence of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, in all the creating of God. And we see God moving, praise God, in God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And He's still working the same today. Amen. He's still not changed the way that He does things. Amen. We can need to see the distinction of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ is magnificent. The Lord Jesus Christ is God. Amen. Amen. God the Father is God. Amen. Jesus Christ is God. In Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14, it speaks of the Son as Emmanuel, God with us. Amen. That's who Jesus is. That's who He was. He was God with us. In Isaiah chapter 9, in verse 6, the Son's called the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. Amen. That's who Jesus is. Amen. He's in ever essence God. Amen. He was 100% man, and He was 100% God. He walked on this earth as 100% man, yet He was 100% God. Amen. That's who He was. He never relinquished any of His, all He done is laid aside His glory for a little while. Amen. But praise God, He was still God. Bless His holy name. You see the procession that goes. We see the progressiveness that goes. It's the Father, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. And it always goes in that order. Amen. God the Father sent God the Son. And God the Son and God the Father sent God the Holy Spirit. It never works in any other order. Amen. Ain't that a magnificent thing? You never see the Holy Ghost telling the Father, the Holy Father what to do. Amen. You never see the Holy Spirit of God telling Christ what He needs to do. But you see, praise God, God the Father and God the Son working with the Holy Ghost God to accomplish the will of God. Amen. That's just the way it is. God set it up, praise God. He's got a perfect plan and a scheme for the same in the progression that God has made. Bless His holy name. So we see the Creator in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We see Him as He creates in the Old Testament. Amen. We see Him as the Creator. He was there with the Father. Now notice something. Back over in John chapter 1, in verse 3, the Bible says all things were made by Him. Now listen to this. And without Him was not anything made that was made. So in other words, praise God, Jesus wasn't left out of anything that was made. Everything that was made, praise God, Jesus had a part in. Amen. Jesus Christ was perfect in ever essence. Everything that He made was perfect in ever essence. You say, well, preacher, there you go. You missed that one because this world ain't perfect. This world is under a curse because sin came in. But it was made perfect in the beginning. It was made perfect without flaw, praise God, in the beginning. But man came along and we began to rise up. Now I read in your hearing, praise God, that we took of that forbidden fruit, praise God, and we rose up. He said, know what? We can be like God. Well, we could be if we seek His face. Amen. Walk with Him. Listen to Him. Be guided of the Lord. But we can't do it by ourselves. There's so many people today that's trying to rise up and trying to be as good as you can, praise God, without the counsel and the hand of God. But praise God with that mighty hand of God on you. Amen. Look into Him, the author and finisher of your faith. Amen. Trust in Him, praise God, to be with you there day by day, praise God, minute by minute to help you along the way. Amen. We can be because God's created this thing perfect. Amen. He's created, praise God, so we come in. The perfection of the Lord Jesus Christ was universal. And He was brought down to us. It's His handiwork, if you will. Amen. He creates in perfection. And praise God, He's in the process of perfecting us. Amen. Amen. Praise God. When the world looks at you and says, you know what, you've messed up. Said, yeah, I messed up, but praise God, I'm a work in progress. Amen. Because the Lord Jesus Christ, He's still working on me. How do you know? Because I'm still letting Him. I'm still looking for Him too. I'm still expecting Him, praise God, to work in my life. I'm still expecting Him to do things for me, praise God, that I can't do for myself. Amen. I'm still expecting Him to take away the bad habits. Amen. To get rid of those things that's displeasing to God. Take them out of the way, praise the Lord. Take them out of His way and take them out of my way. And guess what? It's working. Amen. The perfecting power of God. We see it, praise God, we see it in the Old Testament. We see the Creator, but we see it in perfection in the New Testament. When we realize, praise the Word of God, that in the beginning was the Word. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ is the Word. Amen. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. Amen. He was there. He was. And He is, praise the Lord. The God of glory. He's that ever-present help in a time of trouble. He's that one that'll console us. He's that comforter. He's that everlasting hope that we have. He's that eternal life, praise God, that God gives. And it's all through the Lord Jesus Christ. The very same was in the beginning with God. Amen. Amen. He was in the beginning. He knows it. Hey, praise God, what are you saying? He knows the end from the beginning. He knows the beginning from the end, praise God. And He ain't going to let us down. Amen. He's there to be a help. He is our mediator, praise God, between God and man to help us along the way. Amen. We're going to soon celebrate the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. Christmas is coming up. And as we look at this, we can see. And we'll go on into this maybe some more next week. But we got to see that Jesus Christ is the Creator and Sustainer. Jesus Christ is there in every essence of our life. So what does that mean to me and you? It means that your life is important to the Lord. Amen? Your life. You say, well, preacher, you know, you just don't know where I'm at. I'm just out there. And, hey, I know He knows it. He knows exactly where we're at, praise God. Knows where we're at, knows what we need, praise God, and knows how to meet that need. And praise God, when we, like that old fellow down at the hog pen, when we come to ourselves and realize He's a great and a mighty God that loves us, praise God, that He's there to help us, and we just get rid of ourselves, come to our senses, and say, oh God, I need help. Thank you, Father. Amen. Help's on the way. Yeah. Amen. It's already been planned out. It's already been executed, praise God. It's just waiting for God to, for you just open your mind, your heart, praise God, and receive it. Amen. God's got it all. He's got a plan for each and every one of us. And He's there. He's waiting, praise God, for us to come around to the will of God so He can instigate His plan. So He can put it into action. Amen. We got a lot of folks, praise God, it's lost. We've got young people. We got family members, praise God, it's a running from God. And we got the young people, praise God, that need a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. We got all these things. But praise God, I want to say tonight on Thor, God, He knows we have these needs. Amen. And He's just waiting, praise God, till we get to a place and we say, you know what, God? We need help. Amen. And in the great Creator God, He begins to do one more time that He's done days of old. He begins to move upon the hearts and the minds of people, our people, even to the saving of the soul. He'll begin to direct them and focus them. Amen. Get their attention. Show them their need. Before it's eternally too late to get them in that place. See, He's in a process of perfecting. Amen. A process of working on us and through us, praise God, according to His will. But see, when we run, and I've been there. When we run contrary to His will, oh, we know what's right. Most of it, if we've been sitting in a fundamental Bible believing church for any time at all, we know what's right. We know what God says. But it's just allowing that Word of God to be applied in our lives, to take it in and get it past our mind, to past our knowledge, and get it into our heart. Some of us is hard-headeder than others. Some of us, it takes a little bit longer to absorb it up and say, you know what? What God's trying to show me, praise God, it's for my benefit. So that He can load me with His benefits. Amen? So He can begin to give me that I need, praise God, to be partakers with Him in what He's creating for me. He's got, it's unreal. We can't even imagine, brother, what God's got for us. if we just want it. Amen. But how bad do we want it? Are we ready to sacrifice a little prayer time? Maybe a little fasting? Maybe getting along with God just a little bit more? Amen. Maybe finding us getting us a prayer closet and saying, you know what, Lord, I need to talk. Well, I tell you what, I had me a time last night. That goofy doctor told me, he said, they gave me that shot in my back yesterday, and I was hurting bad, and I went to bed last night, and he'd give me some of these pills. He said, you need to take one of them when you go to bed. It'll help you sleep. Some kind of pain medicine, something or another. Well, I took one of them things last night about 10 o'clock. 5 o'clock this morning, I was like Woodsy Owl. I couldn't shut my eyes. Told my wife, she got up and went to the restroom, come back. I said, it's 5 something, I ain't shut my eyes yet. She said, oh my goodness. I said, but boy, I tell you what, I had a time with my Lord. Amen. Praise God. I'd lay there in that bed, me and God talked. Praise God. I'd shut my eyes. And every time I'd shut my eyes, praise God, I'd see God Almighty, praise Lord, and my Savior Jesus Christ. He was there, praise God, to speak to my heart. Amen. We had us a time. Amen. All last night, praise God. Glory be to God. What a blessed time I had, my Lord. Why? Because He's real. Glory to God. Amen. This other stuff's all make-believe. Ain't nothing but a fairy tale. But God's real. Amen. My Savior is real. Amen. So King Nebuchadnezzar said, in the visions of my bed, I seen my Savior. Amen. Praise God, He was real. Amen. Well, I thank God for that. He's real. He's real. Praise God. The Creator God, Lord Jesus Christ, He's real. Amen. He said, the Bible says that He made all things without Him. Amen. He was there in the midst of all of it. Everything that was created. Could you imagine all the stuff we have? Yeah, well, preacher, you know that just come about by evolution. They was just a big bang and there it was. Something crawled out of something and something crawled out of something and here we are today. If you believe that, you're crippled, too high for crutches. Amen. Let me tell you how it happened. See, that's impossible. Even the atheist can't explain it because in order for that to happen, the science tells us that you've got to have a cause in order to have an effect. Amen? The evolutionists want to start at the effect without a cause. And when you question, say, well, wait a minute, where did this come together? Where's the cause? Where's the thing that come together that started this thing? And they say, well, we don't go there. Yeah. Huh? Well, without a cause, there is no effect. Right. Amen. You have nothing with nothing. But I want to tell you how it started in the beginning. But God, amen, created the heaven and the earth. Amen. God says, let there be, and bang, there it was. Amen. Cast the stars off His fingertips, praise God. Put them into orbit. Put the sun into outer space, praise God. Spun that thing. Set it on fire, praise God. And it's still burning bright today. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. God done all that. The Lord Jesus Christ done all that. Amen. Bless His holy name. He said He started it all. He had a purpose for all that. Look over to Colossians chapter 1. He had purpose in all that He done. Praise the Lord. Start this thing off. Amen. Colossians chapter 1 and verse 10. The Bible says that you might walk worthy of the Lord and all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according, now listen to this, to His glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness. Amen. Where does that come from? It comes from the power of God. From the beginning. Amen. He said, verse 12 says, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Where's the light come from? The light giver. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, Satan, and hath translated us. Y'all like that word hath, that's past tense. Hath translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son. Praise the Lord. He took us from somewhere and put us somewhere else. Amen. We're in a different state, a different condition now than what we used to be. in whom we have redemption, listen to this, through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins. See where He brought us from? He took us, He shined the light, took us out of the darkness, put us in the marvelous light, praise God, put us in, redeemed us by His blood, praise the Lord, and forgave us of our sins. Amen. That's the Creator God I serve today. Amen. Now listen to what he said, verse 15. Who is Jesus? Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature? For by Him were all things, here it is, created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by Him, now listen to this, and for Him. Amen? Everything that we see, praise God, was created for the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? Because He has all power in heaven and in earth. Amen? All power is given to Him. And He is before all things, and by Him all things consist. Now that's a big old chunk right there. Not only the heavens, the earth, the stars, the atmosphere, the sky, everything that we see, but our lives, our souls, our spirit, our spirituality, everything, all that God gives us through the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Without Him, we wouldn't have it. We wouldn't have none of it. But God Almighty, praise God, seen fit to give it to us through the Lord Jesus Christ, made it all possible through Him. And because of Him, all things consist. We have them. We can see them. A lot of them we can touch, we can feel, we can see of the Lord Jesus Christ. And He is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things He might have the preeminence. Amen? In other words, the Lord Jesus is up here and everything else is down here. When we put Him up here in our life and make Him the most important thing of our life, then we're about to get back in order. I want to say the world that we live in is out of order. Amen. We've got everything down here in our life, and we want to put God below all that. But what we got to do is put everything down here and put God way up here, and say, you know what? God's will be done. You know, we say, well, you know, we're going to do this tomorrow and we're going to do this Saturday and we'll plan our week, won't we? We've already started planning. Well, Friday night we got to do this and Saturday we're going to do this and Sunday we got to go and do this and, you know, maybe we'll have time for church, but, you know, we got to get this other stuff in. Huh? But what we ought to be doing is saying, you know, if God will, we'll do this or that. If it's God's will, praise God. But I want to make sure that I'm in God's will. Amen. As He wills for me, praise God, that I'm in His will for me. Amen. So it comes Sunday, praise God. I know Sunday morning I'm going to be at the house of God. I got Sunday school at 10, preaching at 11. Amen. And then Sunday night, I got church at 5:45, prayer room, 6 o'clock for service. Wednesday night, 7 o'clock. Those are priorities. Amen. That's that tithing to God. That's giving back, praise God. That's that time that we earn, that we owe Him. Amen. 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 That's prioritizing because He's the Creator. He gives us. Everything consists of Him for Him. Amen. Amen. And when we put Him back where He's supposed to be, praise God, in our life, then He can begin to use us and we can begin, then He can begin to bless us, praise God, because we're deserving of blessings. Amen. Amen. I wonder how many blessings He gives us that we really don't deserve. Amen. What do we do for Him? He done everything for us. I mean, He died for us. Amen. He died for us. But how much do we give Him back? So if we're real lucky, we'll take about 5 minutes, if that, 2 minutes, and ask Him to bless our food before we eat it so we don't die of food poisoning. Amen. I tell you what, if you go out in these restaurants and eat, you better be praying. Amen? You don't know who's back there cooking. He's a little old fellow over in town that works at Hardee's, and he's a he, but she looks like a she to me. Amen? He's back there handling your food. It's back there handling your food. Amen. I don't know where he's been. You say, well, preacher, you're judging him. No, I'm just telling you, he needs the Lord's what he needs. But till he gets the Lord, praise God, we better pray over our food. Amen. We better ask God to bless our food. Amen. I wouldn't sit down in a restaurant and eat without asking God to bless my food. Or at my house either. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. We need help. Bless his name. Amen. Let's go on. He said, for it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. Verse 20 said, having made peace through his blood, through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him, I say, whether they be things in earth, now listen to this, or things in heaven. The reconciler, the Lord Jesus Christ, not only did he create everything, but he puts everything back in order. You say, well, preacher, my life's out of order. What I need to do? Let Jesus put it back in order. Amen? Just seek his face, seek his will, desire him, look for it, seek him early. The Bible said you'll find him. Amen? If we seek him early. A lot of times we want to wait till we get way out here and get way past ourselves. And then we'll say, Lord, I need your help. And we should start seeking him first. Seek him early before we get way out there. Amen. Amen. He might be able to rein us in. Might even be able to save our lives, save our marriages, save our home, save our children. Amen. If we'll seek him early. Bless his holy name. So we see this thing playing out here. And we see God, the Lord Jesus Christ, as a creator. And he said, and you were sometimes alienated than enemies of your mind by wicked words, yet now hath he reconciled. So we see what God does here. We see him as the creator, verses 15 through 17. We see the Lord Jesus Christ as the creator of it all, the visible and the invisible, things that we can see and things that we can't see. God created it all. The Lord created it all. And then we see verses 18 through 21, we see the Redeemer. Amen. He redeemed us, praise God, by his blood. He shed his blood. Okay. He bought us back. He paid the price of our sins. Amen. So we see Christ not only as a creator, we see him as creator, we see him as redeemer, and we see him as the indweller. Look at verse 27. He said, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. That's that indwelling that God puts in us, the Holy Ghost God that lives in us, praise God, and becomes a part of us, becomes who we are in the Lord. So we see him as the creator, we see him as the redeemer, we see him as that indweller, praise God. He's all things to all men. Amen. That's who Jesus is. Bless his holy name. Now if you go back to John chapter 1, how does he get there? He says he's because of that true light. John chapter 1 verse 9 said, that was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world. Amen. Now listen to this. And the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. I wonder how much in the world you look around today don't know nothing about Jesus. Don't want nothing, don't want to know about him. We're in a sad shape, aren't we? Amen. But now look what it says in verse 14. Said, the Word was made flesh. This is who Jesus is. Who Jesus is. I mean, from the beginning, this is who Jesus is. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. What about him condescending down to us like that? Coming down to where we are. And said, we beheld his glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father. We recognize who Jesus is, that he came from the Father. Full of grace and truth. That's who Jesus is tonight. Amen. He came down. He come down to us, praise God, and he came down in a body. Amen. And he is the Lord Jesus Christ, and he's full of all grace and all truth. That grace, that unmerited favor that God shows to me and you that we don't deserve, and the truth that he gives us, praise God, that sets us free from the bondage of sin. It turns us loose from ourselves. Amen. There's nothing that holds us. There's nothing that binds us up in the Lord Jesus Christ. He sets us free. He makes us free. Amen. And if he makes us free, the Bible says you're free indeed. Amen. Jesus Christ is the Lord. Amen. Jesus Christ is God. in John chapter 10, verse 29, he said that that we are in the Father's hand. Amen. He said that that when we get saved, said we're in the Father's hand, and the Father's got us. Amen. And said no man can pluck you out of the Father's hand. In verse 30, John chapter 10, verse 30, you know what he says? Jesus said, I and the Father are one. I and the Father am one. He said, we're one and the same. Amen. He said, praise God. Said you're in the Father's hand. And praise God. He said, and Jesus said, he told the Father, he said, listen, he said, all those that you have given me, I have kept. He said, I haven't lost a one. Amen. All that you have given me, I have kept. Amen. So God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, they're keeping us today. We're kept by God. Amen. That means we're guarded, we're protected, we're secure in the Lord. Amen. God done that from the beginning. That's who Jesus was. He was that one that was going to get us, he was going to take us, and he was going to protect us. Amen. From all the adversary of the world, from the devil and the demons of hell, but most importantly, he was going to protect us, Brother Andrew, from ourselves, from this old flesh that we fight and wrestle with every day. Amen. And he said, you're in our hands, you're in competent hands, and he said, there's no man can pluck you out of those hands. Who is God? Who is the Lord Jesus Christ? He's God. And he's got us in his hands. Amen. He's that light that shines and shows us where we need to be and how to get there. Amen. He's the one that cups us up, scoops us up, loves us up, and keeps us up. Amen. He won't let us fall. He's there to catch us if we fall. Amen. He'll just like a loving father, he'll scoop us up and he'll dust us off. And he'll put us back on our feet. Amen. And he'll say, go ahead, son. Just a little bit farther. Try it again. It'll be okay. Amen. Amen. It's just like when you get your little youngins out and you teach them to ride that bike at two-wheeler for the first time. Amen. And they ride it three or four times and they fall over and you get them up and wipe off their knees and they're whimpering. You wipe them off their knees and you set them back on there and say, you'll be all right. Now just focus. Amen. I'm right here with you. I got you. And the little fella, they put their trust in you and they start pedaling and they're looking back. You say, don't look at me, look ahead. Don't look back. Just keep looking ahead. And you got them, you know, and you got them by the seat and you're walking behind them and you get a little bit faster, and the next thing you know, you let them go and there they go. There they go. Amen. And then you get down there and they start bobbling and weaving. You say, oh goodness. And you go running down there, you know. That's what God does a lot. I think he comes running where we're at. Amen. And if we fall, we stumble, pray, he just scoops us up. He wipes us off. Loves us up real good. Amen. Rubs us up real good. And says, I got you. We got this. Amen. That's what he does. That's who Jesus is tonight. He is our God. He's our Savior. He's our Lord. Amen. He's the one that takes care of us. That's his name. Our Creator, our Redeemer, our Indweller. Amen. All He's everything. He's our all in all. He's altogether lovely. Amen. Everything that we'll ever need is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Bless His holy name. It don't get no better than that. It don't get no better than that. Amen.